This episode is brought to you by Buffalo Trace Distillery. Powerful yet smooth. Contained but never tame. Proudly going their own way, but never going alone. This is the spirit inside Buffalo Trace Bourbon. Made at Buffalo Trace Distillery, the world's most award-winning distillery. Buffalo Trace is always perfectly untamed. Distilled, aged, and bottled by Buffalo Trace Distillery, Franklin County, Kentucky. 90 proof, 45% alcohol by volume. Learn more at buffalotracedistillery.com. Please drink responsibly.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
So let's start with Monday Night Football, because I got to tell you, I didn't think there was any way we'd be doing this show talking about a Raiders win. And not only do the Raiders win, they score 34 points. The Saints blow two 10-point leads, and there are some questions in New Orleans, Brandon.
Stats. I like the Raiders with the points in this game. You know, not that we're a betting podcast or anything. We obviously have another one here, SB Nation feed for that. But I like the points. I was thinking, you know, like, look, this is John Gruden's going to have this team playing hard. You know, the first game in Las Vegas, no fans, but doesn't matter. You know, Gruden's really going to want this win. I think, you know, they had mentioned even on the broadcast, I hadn't realized this, the Raiders hadn't beaten, or they had like one win over a team with a winning record since Gruden's been there, something crazy like that. Yeah, so this is like their signature win of the John Gruden Raiders era, this edition. And I was really encouraged by what I saw from the Raiders. You know, I thought my pick was going to look silly because, you know, the Saints go up 10. But all of a sudden, you know, Drew Brees, he throws that pick that reminds me of almost the one he threw in overtime against the Rams in the NFC Championship game, where it's just like, what was that throw? He looks cooked. And sure enough, you know, the Raiders get a field goal there. They tie the game, and they never look back. And this Raiders offense stats, I mean, they're fourth in scoring, like, you know, after 2 weeks, and it's early. But, like, I was optimistic about this offense heading into the year. I think Gruden, and we all laugh at him, and he deserves some of that. But, I mean, he can scheme up an offense now. So, yeah, I think the Raiders, you know, this is a pretty legit win for them.
Absolutely. I mean, the offense, look, that's what the Raiders were supposed to be, right? That's why you bring in John Gruden, because this is the kind of offense you expected. I'm a little worried because I feel like Darren Waller carries such a heavy burden in the passing game. But, you know, I mean, it's early. Ruggs is still getting acclimated to things. And then so there's time for the receiving core to grow there. But that's what you hope for John Gruden. And the Saints, man, are you part of the Drew Brees is cooked people on Twitter? Because on Twitter, Drew Brees is absolute garbage, which is not true, of course, but he's showing his age.
Yeah, I mean, stats, I think I'm pretty much on everyone is cooked. That's basically, yeah, that's everyone's kind of a fraud. Your jam. Yeah, everyone's cooked, especially the old quarterbacks. But I think, man, like, it's hard to look at, you know, his performance last night and feel, again, that interception was just so bad. And now he still did some nice things. So, you know, even for, you know, when I say someone like Tom Brady or Drew Brees is cooked, they're cooked by their standards still, you know, which is not like, you know, a bad player being cooked and can't do anything. Like, they can still do some things. And I thought Kamara looked great last night still. I mean, he is such a, like, they should just give the ball to him on almost every play, because, like, it feels like the Raiders couldn't stop him. It was a gift when they didn't put the ball in his hand. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty concerning, I would say. You know, through two games, Drew Brees hasn't really looked that great here. And that's concerning. The Saints team is like they're an all-in team. You know what I mean? Like, they made moves this year. Like this is our final run. They're all in. Isn't this going to be his last year?
Well, when you signed the contract with NBC to be their analyst before you're even done playing football, I mean, that's a pretty good, clear indication. Plus, the Bucs signed Jameis Winston, and they gave Taysom Hill more money this offseason. So everything they're doing says that it's going to be his last year. And one of the things I like to do is, after I watch the game, I like to go on NFL Game Pass and rewatch the game. Kind of, I watch the condensed version. And so I was looking at Drew Brees' passes, and I'm like, okay, you know, there's some things there that don't look great. But then when you immediately click over and watch the Raiders on offense and you watch Derek Carr pass the ball, then you're like, whoa, wait a minute. This ball's coming out way faster, way harder. It looks really, really bad for Drew Brees. I mean, everything, all his throws look like it requires such an effort for him. And that's the crazy thing, is like, even the 15-yard throws, I mean, I feel like he's putting everything he's got behind it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, you know, you mentioned Carr. I feel like Derek Carr almost gotten like forgotten about, or we all just like assumed he's bad. you know, for a while there because he was good and then he kind of just fell off. But it's a really encouraging performance for him. I mean, 28 to 38. He's averaging 7.4 yards per attempt, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, 120.7 passer rating. I mean, having Darren Waller certainly helps. Targeted him 16 times. You mentioned the usage. I mean, that's crazy. It just felt like every play. It's like, all right, pass to Darren Waller. But to his credit, I mean, he was getting open. And you want to talk about Drew Brees showing his age stats, and he certainly was. I thought that was kind of a theme for this Saints team, like kind of looking old, like they don't have it anymore. And certainly on defense, Malcolm Jenkins, who obviously I have a ton of respect for, former member of the Philadelphia Eagles, and not only just because of that, but obviously his great work that he's done off the field. But I mean, Malcolm Jenkins is getting cooked last night, man. Like, he had no chance against Waller. He had like one nice pass breakup I saw, but otherwise just getting toasted by him. Also bad in run support. I mean, there was that tackle, there was that touchdown run that the Raiders had from Jalen Richard, I believe. And like, Malcolm Jenkins had a chance to at least like push him out of the end zone and kind of just, or push him, you know, out of bounds and just like watched them go by. I mean, that was really bad.
Yeah, the Saints defense doesn't have anyone that scares me in particular, which I always feel like, to me, on if you're going to be a great defense, you got to have one guy, one scary guy. The Saints to me don't have that. They've got a lot of good players, but if they don't put up the points on offense that they're used to putting up, I don't think their defense is good enough to keep them in games, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So again, I think this is like a legit win though for the Raiders. I don't want to, you know, make this just like the Saints are done or something or bad all of a sudden. I still think the Saints are a good team. You know, again, Drew Brees level being cooked is still probably better than a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL who aren't cooked even. So, you know, I still think the Saints are going to be a problem in the NFC. I mean, they moved the ball with ease at times last night, even though it wasn't perfect. So, but I, you know, I think it's a legit Raiders win as well. I think, you know, it kind of says there's legitimate concern about the Saints and there's legitimate hype and good things going on with the Raiders.
Are you more encouraged by the Raiders or more concerned about the Saints?
I would say more encouraged about the Raiders, really. I think this is just, again, just a legit, that the offense is legit. That's something that is sustainable. It's going to be a problem. I still think the Saints are like a playoff team, you know, so I'm not going to like say I'm super concerned about them. I still think they win that division probably.
Yeah,
oh, you don't think so?
I don't know. I think it's going to be close. I don't think, I've always been down on the Saints more than most people. And I admit that I sort of have an irrational hatred of them. So I try to keep that in check. But I think between the Saints and Tampa, it's going to be tight in that division. But, you know, we'll see as we go along. It's only week 2.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.